Hello, everyone, and welcome to the new season of the Tainted and Tempted podcast. I'm your host, Asia. So as you can see, I have a special guest here with me today. She showed me love on my season one of the Tainted and Tempted podcast. So I'm going to let her introduce herself, and we're going to jump right into it. And we're going to start this podcast off a little different. We're going to start off with the artist's music. So I'm going to let her introduce herself, and we're going to jump right into it. So I have...
Hello, you guys. My name is Melody, a.k.a. New York City's favorite emo butterfly. And today I'm going to play for you my song called Suicide, which was recently dropped only on SoundCloud. It's a very intimate, vulnerable piece, and I hope you like it.
Yes, so here we go.
I have never met someone as deep and as empty as me. It's hard to explain. I'm deep in my mind, but I'm empty in the present. How can it be that I live so much in my thoughts that I can't see life as it passes, but only as it's already gone? I would love to fix this the most.
I'm tired of the sirens going off in my head. I'm tired of the violence I inflicted on myself. I believe in all the bad it says. The cycle's here to start again. I'm closing in on myself. I'm losing all my mental health. She's so sweet, suicide. She haunts my dreams, suicide. She never leaves, suicide. Says she loves me. She sounds so sweet, suicide. She's brushed my cheeks, suicide. She never leaves, suicide. Says she needs me. It's dark and alone on my own in my head where I can't escape.
Make sure y'all are tuned in.
They say it'll pass, it'll pass.
Follow Tainted and
Tempted, but she's here to stay. And each
episode
feels like a countdown to the day I meet my friend. I can hear her calling out now, trying to push me to the end. She's so sweet, suicide. She haunts my dreams, suicide. She never leaves, suicide. Says she loves me. She sounds so sweet, suicide. She's brushed my cheeks, suicide. She never leaves, suicide. Says she needs me.
Everybody joining, make sure y'all tune in, Tainted and Tempted.
That was a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Yes. What gave you the inspiration to write that song? Actually, if you wrote it. Yes,
so I did write that song. Inspiration was more depression, issues with suicidal thoughts and stuff like that. I felt a lot of songs that have been created so far about it talk about like not doing it or, you know, reaching out to somebody or like what it is if it's too late. And it's sometimes, I just wanted to give recognition for the pain and like separate myself from the reoccurring thoughts. You know, I wanted to create a separate entity for the negativity that I was experiencing. I didn't want to like own it and make it something that belongs to me as a person. I wanted to make it a separate entity that I have to deal with from time to time. And I hope that if people choose to look at it in that perspective, it makes it a little bit easier for them to weather the storm, so to speak.
I understand.
So that was my intention.
Well, that's a beautiful song. I love that song so
Thank
far.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, yes. So I just want to start talking about the Shanquella Robinson situation before we jump into anything. Did you hear about the story of Shanquella Robinson?
Yes, it was very sad.
Oh my God, it was devastating.
It was, I couldn't, Someone said to me that she had paid for the entire trip to
the Airbnb.
Yeah,
yes.
Like, it's just, it really blows my mind as to how you could have so much hatred in your heart for somebody mm-hmm. and spend that much quality time in their space. Mm-hmm. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's, I think everybody has yin and yang. We all have our negative and positive perspectives of one another. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you hold on to that animosity and you let it fester, it can become hatred. If you don't deal with that hatred and you're not content with yourself, mm-hmm. you're going to project that hatred onto the person around you that mm-hmm. ignites the demons within you. And I feel like they were all mad young, and that's what happened. Mm-hmm. Like, you know?
Sad.
Like, it's almost like a case of admiration and hateration at the same time. Like, you liked her enough to hang out with her and to have the cool mm-hmm. things about being her friend, but like, you also in the same retrospect couldn't give her love and compassion for the negative things that you may have seen in her. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Mm-hmm. And actually just be real with one another. It's terrible, because
it is. She went on a trip with her friends to Mexico.
Like, and never came back.
And her friends came back. They left her body out there and returned back.
And some people were like, oh, that they planned it. I don't think that they planned that.
You don't think so? You think they just
planned to murder her. No. I don't think that those kids planned to murder her. Like I said, they all young adults. I definitely believe that, you know, they probably planned to fight her. I definitely believe there was a frenemy energy there. Mm-hmm. But I think the fact that they called to tell her that she died from alcohol poisoning, that was a frantic, like, knee-jerk reaction. Oh, my God, we killed her.
Scared.
What do we do? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And had it been planned, it would have been a better excuse. It would have been, you know what I'm saying?
They
would have already had it.
Yeah,
in the back of their mind that's what they were intending to do. I think they just thought that they was going to beat her ass and then everybody was going to be friends again, because a lot of people do stuff like that too.
Yeah.
Like, they get into fights or they want to have fights. I had friends at high school before, like, clearly we're not friends anymore, but literally, like, ask me if they could jump me, like, and if we could be friends after, like,
really? Wow.
Like, if me and my sis and such decide to flip you, would you still be our friend? That's crazy.
Girls is grimy.
Absolutely not. I don't even know why you want to do. Why would you say that to me?
Females is grimy, and that's my next question. Why are females so jealous? It's like, listen, I went through a lot of shit in school too myself. I'm not sitting there. I went through a lot of shit with girls jumping me, wanting to fight me. Off of my looks, the way I dressed, the way I carried myself. I still kind of go through it now,
right.
But I'm a woman now. So
it's different
not just
the way
you attack you like that.
Right.
You'll just see the shade in their
it's
eyes.
It transforms into some whole other weird shit mm-hmm. that now we have to look out for, because bullying isn't the same when you're an adult.
Exactly.
Like, you know, a girl can't just walk up to you and bump you just because she don't like you.
Exactly.
That's dumb.
That's
Everyone's going to look at her like, bitch, you're weird.
Yeah.
So now they have to do all this other weird, strategical, petty, I'm going to put this here, this person there, I'm going to spread this rumor here, I'm going to do that there. And then before you know it, it's a whole bunch of energetic bullshit.
That just started off of nothing.
Off of nothing.
Because of your looks, the way you carry yourself, how strong you are.
Yeah.
And some women could be jealous because you're determined to go far. Why would you get jealous about that?
Right.
And that's kind of what happened with Shanquella, too. I heard she had two businesses.
They were saying that a lot of it was based off of their jealousy.
Yeah, off their jealousy.
I could see that.
Why is my race killing each other? African Americans. The story.
I think that, I feel like you just kill who you around. So, like, I don't. That to perpetuate the ideology that, you know, it's so many black people killing so many black people. Like, black people kill black people. Spanish people kill Spanish people. You kill
but
what you around.
Those stories like Shanquella Robinson and Kanika Jenkins. And we didn't even touch base on her yet, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, they chopped that boy up in a store. because they thought, remember that 17-year-old boy in the Bronx that they chopped up because some girl said that he did something to her?
Yes.
It's like you kill who you around, unfortunately. Yeah. They want to perpetuate this idea that it's just the black community that's killing each other. No, the world is sick. Everybody's killing each other. And they would love an opportunity to weaponize this and make it seem like it's a black community thing. And no, it's really not. It's really not. It's all over the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's sick in one form, way, or fashion. And I think that with her friends and, like, the whole jealousy thing back to, like, sometimes people, instead of being inspired by someone else's grind, they feel intimidated or envious because they don't have the willpower to bring themselves to grind for themselves. You know what I'm saying? And it takes less energy for me to hate on you for chasing what you're doing than it does for me to get my ass up off my fucking couch and chase my own dreams.
I'd rather
just project all of my negativity onto you. Like, ew, you think you're gonna make it? Ew, you think it? You know, people be telling me, you still do music? Like, what do you do? What do you do?
Yeah.
I do still do music. You still not doing nothing? That's crazy. That's crazy. But the judgment be there.
It does.
So it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. But I hope that, you know, they don't try to take this. Because I know, you know, the media, they will. They're going to try to take it and be like, why do black people keep killing black people? And
that's
this,
what
that.
I'm saying. But it's more of us doing it than the Spanish.
I mean,
it's more of us killing each other. Look, we just shoot each other in broad daylight. Boop. There's a lot of that going on.
I think there's
nowadays.
A lot. I think there's a lot that plays into it too, though, because also the black community was stripped of like community itself. Mm-hmm. You know, being allowed to be in community with one another. So it's just like
we don't know.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like it was like they put a bunch of crabs in a barrel and like. Y'all trying to fight your way out. So it's always like that. That mentality has been that way for generations and generations. So people got to heal that first. They got to heal that first. Because that's where that shit comes from. Like, there should have been no animosity towards her having businesses. Because that's your friend, too. Like, you in Mexico because of her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't make you any less than or any undeserving. Like, you can do it, too. But...
they don't see it that way.
Our communities are not taught to feel that way. Mm-hmm. You know what
it's,
I'm saying?
Taught to hate, jealous. It's sad. So do you think Shankula will receive justice?
I sure hope so. I sure hope so. I know they got the FBI involved. So that's good. That's good. But
they have all the information right there.
It's as clear as day. I don't know what.
Yeah, what else more do they need?
I don't know what we waiting for. How long it's gonna take? Because
but you know when it comes down to case closed. Stories,
yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Already shaken up. It's a different ball game.
That's what I'm concerned about. They're just gonna wipe it under the rug.
Like Kanika Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
You know the story, Kanika Jenkins. Look, she went to her friend's house. She went to a hotel party with her friends. And her body was ended up found in the freezer.
Yeah.
They found her in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
And now nobody
it took
knows
forever.
What happened.
It took forever for them. Well, they came to a conclusion with the people in the actual hotel did it. And then they covered it. Security guards messed with the footage and covered up the things that happened.
Because they showed the footage
of her walking around. And the workers were the ones who did that to her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's terrible. And that's another thing. The community, right, lost the young black girl, right? And then you got all these other girls that was there with her that felt that were all drinking and on drugs and high and everything. Everybody was messed up, right?
And
this girl loses her life due to the hands of some nasty adults that worked at this establishment.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole world demonizes her young friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? How could you? How could you let her go? How could you do this? How could you do that? And they kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no compassion. You know? How you supposed to... That's terrible. Like, how are they supposed to know? Even if I just let my friend go out to the hallway, how am I supposed to know someone was going to rape and murder my friend? You know? And they have to live with that guilt for the rest of their life because the entire community said, how could you? How could you? How could you? And it wasn't even them. You know?
Yeah.
So it's just,
It's bittersweet.
There's it's no compassion in our communities to teach us to be united.
You know? Yeah.
Because there was more heat on those kids that was in the party with her than there was on the people who actually got caught doing that shit.
Yeah.
And that don't make no sense. There wasn't enough uproar for the people who actually committed the crime.
Oh, man. And she never received justice.
Yeah.
They never did. I hope to God this Shanquilla Robinson situation doesn't get swept under the rug like Kamika Jenkins. I hope they find out, because it's going to be another story just like this. Because this is a thing now. Obviously, you know.
Well, I feel like we're becoming desensitized to like murders and deaths, like
and get away with it.
It's just every other week somebody's being murdered, somebody's dying, and it's just like even in the music industry is ridiculous. It's like,
oh my god,
dropping like flies.
Oh my god, take off.
It's crazy.
Oh my god, yeah. PNB Rock, and it hasn't even been a year.
Like how are we?
Take off.
Wasn't there another person who passed? I don't know, but. It's too many.
It's a lot of rappers that passed away.
It's too many.
It is. It makes you kind of scared for yourself. Like, do you want to put yourself out there?
Yeah. I just found out one of my cool, like, you know, there's a rapper that I like, Tiara Whack. I just found out she had got into trouble for having a gun on a plane. I'm like, why Tiara? If you know Tiara Whack's music, her having a grip don't make sense. Yeah. So it's just like, you know, she's like a lyrical rapper, like, you know, but she like talk about woke shit, like nothing gangster, you know what I mean? But it's just like, damn, even she got to have, it's like if you found out Lauryn Hill had the grip on the plane, you'd be like, oh damn, it's bad like that.
Yeah,
like the industry that is getting that gully, like that's crazy.
You got to protect yourself at all costs now.
Yeah.
It's so let's just jump back into you. So after your music, so tell me more about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn.
Yeah. BK in the house. I was always in music school, elementary, middle school, high school. I started pursuing music as an independent artist like maybe 3-4 years ago now. I say 5, but I recently looked up my most, like my first music video on YouTube, and it says it's 3 years old. So we'll just go with that.
Okay.
We'll just go with that. I'm a 3-year-old artist.
Yes.
I just be making the music I like to make. My name is Melody. It's an acronym. It's spelled M-E-L-O-D-I-E. And I don't like to be refined to one type of genre, so that's why I picked that name.
Okay, I understand. Okay.
I just want to have fun and like make my music the way I like to make it, and like just share it with people. I'm not trying to be like so intentful.
So that's the next question I have. What is the purpose behind your name, Melody?
Oh, well, it means that I master every life obstacle, delivering intelligence everywhere.
Can you say that? Can you repeat that?
I master every life obstacle, delivering intelligence everywhere. So when I first decided to be an artist, I was like going through a whole spiritual hippie phase. So like I wanted everything to be deep. I wanted my name to be deep, my videos, my songs, like everything is really dramatic. But I just want to invoke people to think about their feelings through my music. I feel like music these days is more about being desensitized to our feelings, turning off our feelings,
of course,
living in our ego space, living in our get this done, get this money, screw this person over. And it's like making us emotional robots. So I'm just trying to be like the emo butterfly to remind people like you're a human being.
Oh, that's you're a human being. Wow.
Yeah. They fuck around, listen to my music, and cry. Yeah.
That's what you want.
It's feelings.
You know?
Feelings.
Let your feelings out.
Feelings.
We need music like that.
Yeah, nobody wants to make feelings kind of music. Like.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. So what genre does your music fall into?
I would say that I fall into the R&B, hip-hop, soul category.
Okay, all right.
But, you know, I don't want anybody to, again, put me in a box because I have music up my sleeve, under my belt, that I'm going to be releasing that's going to be like EDM, house music, stuff like that.
That's my alley. I love house music.
But that's more for the summertime.
Okay. Summertime. Well, I'll be listening.
Yeah. Okay.
So what message are you trying to portray with your music?
Freedom. Okay. Duality in like self and just emotions. I don't want to be a cookie cutter artist. Mm. I don't want to cater to the industry.
Okay. You want to do your own thing.
I want to do my own fucking thing. And that's what I want to just represent to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? And just ride out and encourage other people to believe in themselves. No matter how many people try to sabotage you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or like tear you down or anything like that. Just keep going, you know? Mm-hmm. And do what you love. Because like, if you're not doing what you love, then what the fuck are you doing?
Then what are you doing? You wasting your life. You wasting time.
What you doing it for, you know?
Yeah. So. That's good. Yeah. I like that. Okay. So do you have any new music out?
I do. Besides that song, Suicide, I did drop a song before that, a single called Psych. It's a rap single. Very short, sweet, and simple. Addressing the relationship dynamics of dealing with a narcissist and being an empath who's aware of her codependency issues is a really dope visual connected to that. So please check that out on YouTube, the official melody. Yeah. But yeah, I have new music that I want to drop this winter. I'm trying to put out my second EP project. Okay. So I'm just putting those songs together and coming up with, you know, the visual plans and projects. I'm really trying to focus more on content creation and marketing. That's really where my head is at. Before this past year, I was focusing a lot on performances. I want to take a back seat with that and put more in the forefront of like marketing, digital marketing, making more content, stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. All right. So what's the purpose of your new song that you just played for us?
For Suicide, fun fact, I was not going to put that song out. I was not going to put that song out. I wrote it 4 years ago. But I don't know, like September came, I was feeling down. It ironically was Suicide Month. I was listening to that song because it made me like calm down and remember like, I am not these thoughts. Mm-hmm. These thoughts are not me. Mm-hmm. I am not these thoughts. These thoughts are not me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe it might help somebody else like that, you know, like, and I just put it out. I didn't tell anyone I was going to put it out. I didn't think of it. I just put it out. And, you know, it really made me feel good to have a lot of people hit me up and say that it did help them in some way or form, you know, to say that they felt seen or heard or like they didn't feel alone. That helped a lot because also a lot of people judge me for talking about stuff like this. And I get a lot of backlash, too. So it's not always good feedback. So that was a big reason why I didn't want to expose this type of vulnerable
music. Listen,
it's
going to be backlash. Music. Anything
yeah.
Do,
so I'm like, I got to take the risk and like, can't nothing hurt.
I receive backlash from, as well.
Yeah. Can't nothing hurt from like sharing your vulnerability, like,
and that's what's going to make it, because it's coming from you, your heart. That's truly what you feel.
Yeah that's what I'm banking on.
Yes. Okay, so where can we find your music?
I'm out on all streaming platforms, so Apple, Spotify, Pandora, Deezer, anywhere. But I always tell people to go to my Instagram, because that's like a great electric portfolio for artists, so to speak, or whatever. If you go to my Instagram, the official melody, and you go into my link in my bio, it will take you to my website. You can have all of my music, my YouTube merchandise that I plan on dropping.
Oh,
yeah, I'm trying to get a lot of stuff organized more. That's really it.
And you're doing this well, so
yeah.
Don't think you're not doing a good job.
Thank you. Yeah. Shout outs to my new management, Nula City.
Yes, I see that on Instagram. How is that going?
It's going good. I was scared because I'm scary.
Why?
I wouldn't know if I'm hard to work with. I just think that I'm hard to work with because I have a lot of boundaries and
but that comes from being you.
That's just you. It's just like I've over the years it's been off-putting to certain people, so it's refreshing to work with somebody who does not care about that.
Okay.
And is like, I see the productivity. Let's focus on the productivity. Like okay. I appreciate that so much because like I am gonna be weird and scary sometimes and be distant or like nervous.
Everybody has that.
And I need. For that not to matter when it comes to business, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. We both have the same end goal, so I like that.
Okay,
I like
that. Right people to work with. That's
so far
vision.
So good. Yeah. And it's good too because they have their own vision and their own desire that coincides with mine, you know? Mm-hmm. Like they have their own passion and drive to make their business succeed. So mm-hmm. It's like because they have that vision for themselves, it only aids me to be alongside them. You know what mm-hmm, I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I feel like it's an opportunity because they could be working with another anybody artist. Else, yeah. You know what I'm saying? True. They could give mm-hmm. anybody else that type of backing and I get the opportunity to have that. So I'm really grateful. It's lit.
Yes.
It's lit so
yes,
far.
You have management.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to get me some management.
Yeah. You're doing well without it though.
Yeah, I know, well but it is hard sometimes.
Yeah, it's just like once certain things grow past a certain extent, it's like you need help mm-hmm. assisting you organizing things and everything like that. So yeah, it's really helpful. I'm grateful.
Well, congratulations on your management. I hope mm-hmm. it goes well.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay then. So what are some events you have coming up next?
No events so far. I don't have anything that I'm really going to be performing at because I'm trying to hold off on any performances. Anything that I do performance-wise, I'm really trying to gear towards, like, people in the room performances, you know? Mm-hmm. A&R, people in the industry performances, stuff like that. Before last year, I spent a lot of time doing local performances, just building a network within my community musically and stuff like that. And that went well. That was good. I learned a lot.
Was it a good thing? Was it a bad thing?
I learned a lot of things. good, bad, and in between. And now, you know, back to the drawing board on how I tackle the business dynamic of the music industry, trying to be more strategical, and back to being secluded.
Sometimes you just gotta find your way, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you need
hard, wiggle room.
It's tough, yeah. But you just gotta find your way, and you'll find it.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting my footing. I think I came in, you know, like, just it really excited
uh-huh.
about the creative aspect and like meeting other people who are passionate about creativity, and like I was just real naive around a lot of things but I learned quickly, so that's great.
That's good. So, you picked up.
Yeah, picked up, know what to look out for. I just hope my fellow artists have the same type of discernment
as you. Yeah, you right about that one.
Yeah.
So do you have anyone in the industry that you would like to work with?
Oh, my God.
Let's go. Who are the best?
If I could, like, first of all, J. Cole, Jesse Reyes, Tank, freaking Kalani.
Oh, yeah, I like Kalani.
Oh, man. Okay, we take it down a notch and we talk about my successful underground people. We talk about Coda. We talk about Chance.
Chance the rapper?
Yeah. Four. That's a rapper as well. Okay. Logic. Although he's not underground. I don't even know why I said that about Logic. So sorry, Logic. You're amazing. But yeah, so many. Wale.
Yeah, Wale is good.
Monica making music again. Monica. Ashanti be out here.
Yes, Ashanti! I love Ashanti.
Like, just because, like, I grew up listening to y'all, like, that would be like, oh, my God.
That would, yeah.
Oh, my God. You know? So.
Yeah. Okay.
Dreams.
Yes. And it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right, then. So, do you ever get discouraged with your music, like, on some days or in general?
Yeah. I do.
I think everybody has those days.
Yeah. I think that we need, as artists and creatives in general, like, we need to hold on to the passion of why we're doing what we're doing for dear life. Mm-hmm. Because when you put yourself in the midst of doing the business, you will expose yourself to a lot of different energies and perspectives, and it's human nature for that to influence you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if you're not aware of your own energy or where you're really footed at and what your intentions are with what you're doing, it could take a toll on how you feel about the direction you're headed in as an artist or as a creative in general. So that's, I just feel like,
yeah,
taking some time out to always stay grounded really helps, because it can be discouraging. Like, getting into the mix and mingle of things, meeting so many different people, learning the popularity things about situations, just,
So sometimes you do.
Yeah, sometimes I do.
But you don't stay discouraged, because look at you now.
I mean,
you got a new track out.
I mean, discouraged or not, I'm still gonna do what I want to do, what makes me happy, you know what I'm saying? So, like, even though it'd be in the back of my mind, like, what, like, I went over how much it costs for me to put out my projects with my management team, right? And I never like to do that. I don't like to pay attention to my analytics, my numbers, nothing. Why? I just do what I gotta do, and that's it. I don't like to look at it. It fucks with my anxiety. Yeah. I don't like to look at that stuff.
I got you. Okay.
However, that's counterproductive, doesn't help with the business, and I need to look at the numbers in order to know where to market my stuff to. Exactly. You know?
How you talking to
me? So I had to put my big girl pants on and look at the numbers of things. So, damn, I'm losing my train of thought. And looking at the numbers of things and stuff like that, it could at times be discouraging, but it also was, like, insightful to see, like, what I accumulated and what I wasn't paying attention to and stuff like that. So those things kept me going, like, that me wanting to do this since I was a little girl. Like, I'm doing music not because I think the world owes me fame or that I'm entitled to be a superstar. This is what I always wanted to do. Like, and if I wasn't doing this and I stopped tomorrow, what am I do? This is what I always wanted to do since I was a little girl. Like, what else am I do? Something that makes society feel more comfortable with my life decisions.
So
what am I do?
9 to 5 and retire.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I already got that in the bag. I already do the regular. I'm like Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
Okay, because I got the 9 to 5. Tucked in the background.
Same.
But this is my passion. Like, you know what I'm saying? With my free time, why would I not chase my dreams? What else am I gonna do? I'm not entitled to anything because I'm chasing my dreams. But I mean, I believe that as long as you're following your passion and your heart, whatever's meant for you will fall into your life. You know what I'm saying? And even if this isn't meant for me, it's gonna lead me to whatever it is. So discouraged and not, do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I started being an artist, there were so many thoughts on why I shouldn't and who, oh, how hard it's going to be. And I don't know anyone and I don't know anything. And it was just like, just start, you know,
that's
just do something. Don't let your fear of anything hold you back from anything.
What those thoughts.
Yeah. I'm grateful to have tough life experiences where I had to be strong despite what was going on, because that gave me the tenacity to be strong in this industry and pursue this passion, because it's a lot of judgment and a lot of bullshit that goes into it. And if you are alone, like, legit alone, you don't got a click, nobody's supporting you, if you're really alone, it's hard.
It is.
So just keeping your head strong, I guess.
Yes, and that goes for my last question. Any positive words you can say to anyone with the same passion as you?
Positive words. Do what you love unapologetically. Just, you know, and learn the difference between constructive criticism and covert shade.
Okay.
Because it will save you a lot of time. A lot of time. And follow your passion. And do what is naturally within you. Like, I would say that. Like, just do what's naturally in you. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Melody, for coming on to my show. I wish you the best in all your dreams and
thank
your accomplishments.
You for having me.
Keep going. You know I'm your number one supporter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. So thank you so much, everyone, for tuning into my new episode of Tainted and Tempted Podcast. While you're at it, make sure you stop what you're doing and subscribe down below. And also add me on my Instagram, which is TaintedandTempted_TV, and my Facebook, which is Tainted2_Tempted Podcast. Have a great day, everyone. See you next Friday. Bye-bye.